The Unified Model of Stress and Performance from Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman and Lauren Christensen. Now, as mentioned before, physical wellness is one component of how a firefighter may respond to a metabolically stressful and extremist event. Also, a firefighter who is able to properly handle the SNS activation of an in-extremis event is another component, the sympathetic nervous system, the fight, flight, or freeze. Typically, though, both of these principles are at play simultaneously when experiencing these events. Known as the amplifying effect, there is a large and varied metabolic demand placed on a firefighter when they are physically and hormonally taxed. And while there are some ballpark guidelines on what to expect, the outcome is largely transferred to the specifics of the individual. Much of the unified stress and performance model has been researched through law enforcement circles and the stress that officers experience during highly stressful combat simulation training, backed up by real combat scenarios. The initial research has been an adaptation from Colonel Jeff Cooper's color coding of combat mindset stress in his book, Principles of Personal Defense, and Bruce Siddle's work with tying heart rate to performance in his book, Sharpening the Warrior's Edge, The Psychology and Science of Training. Colonel Cooper served in both World War I and the Korean War, and post-war he obtained his degree and became a history teacher and shooting instructor. With those experiences, as well as his love for firearm shooting and training, he began to develop schools and practical drills for personal defense. Among them was his color code for situational awareness. The main driver of the four color codes was that it was based on mindset and not necessarily the physiological response. So for him, white meant you were relaxed and unaware. And for the public safety profession, specifically law enforcement, this stage is only meant for when you're asleep. Yellow, you are relaxed but aware of all your surroundings. You maintain proper situational awareness. You are not surprised by any threats, and you are not in a state of paranoia. You are in control. Orange, you have potentially identified something of interest as a possible threat, and your focus becomes narrowed on that specific element. If something bad were to happen, you can respond accordingly and still maintain awareness of your immediate surroundings. And then red, you have readily identified a threat and are fully prepared to act. Effective training under high-stress situations means you are able to manage the stressor without reducing yourself to tunnel vision. Now, Cooper was someone who wanted to keep things as simple as possible, not wanting multiple levels of stress, and driving home the notion that we are in charge of ourselves and frame of mind while in potentially in-extremist conditions. As Cooper began to lecture on his four color-coded levels of awareness, other groups began to tack on more levels, and that's typically where we see condition gray and black for when a law enforcement or military member becomes task-saturated, paranoid, or immobilized by fear. Combined, Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman and Lauren Christensen have created the Unified Model of Stress and Performance in 2004, and highlighting the metabolic and mindset stress experienced when in extremist situations. And I use the term metabolic to highlight a key difference. Metabolic in this instance is meant to demonstrate the rise in heart rate from the adrenaline response to a stressful event. It is not specifically meant to demonstrate that a non-hormonally charged incident will prove to have the same or similar outcome, though your body still needs the ability to physically handle high heart rates under duress. A nuanced difference, but important to note nonetheless. Now, the effects of hormonal or fear-induced heart rate increase by Bruce Siddle and Grossman in 97 says, condition white is typically between 60 and 80 beats per minute. That's your normal state. Condition yellow, 80 to 115 beats per minute. That's when fine motor skill may begin to deteriorate. Condition red, 115 to 145. Complex motor skills begin to deteriorate. Condition gray is 145 to 175. And this is where you may experience loss of hearing, vision, peripheral vision, etc. And condition black, generally over 175 beats per minute. You freeze, there's irrational behavior, you might even void your bowels or defecate, and it's gross motor skills only. Continuing on, as individuals experience stress and their SNS becomes activated, there's going to be this sweet spot where the hormonal arousal is optimal for stressful operations. Some call it autopilot, others a flow state. This is a point where the individual can process information quickly, react with highly attuned decision-making, and use complex motor skills. Siddle and Grossman's research suggests that the optimal range for most individuals is in the 115 to 145 range, with the most advanced and technical humans operating efficiently in condition gray at the 145 to 175 range. And it's called condition gray because this is the unknown area. This is the zone in which one's training and abilities will either hamper operations or be used effectively for incident stabilization. Further, above 175 beats per minute, most humans operate inefficiently to the point of reaching condition black. And as mentioned, that's the point where irrational behavior, unproductive processing is going to occur. Though, for the fire service, between our adrenaline response, IDLH environments, PPE demand, experience and data showing that a highly trained and physically well firefighter can operate efficiently at adrenaline-induced heart rates well above 175 beats per minute. Later sections are going to address these metrics, and we're going to do it through real-world data head-on. Now, it is important to note that all humans have an upper limit to their abilities. There is a point where our bodies can either not metabolically handle the physical toll being placed on our bodies, or we cannot handle the psychological stress of the in-extremis stimulus that we are experiencing. Prior to condition black, there will typically be a point in which our performance will break down and we cannot operate efficiently. The goal is to extensively train and stress our bodies and mind to replicate stressful emergency incidents, allow for adaptation and also rest, and then rehearse it again and again. So as we dive deeper into this, we're going to hit the metabolic data, and then there will also be more on stress inoculation training in later sections as well. Still have a lot to uncover. So if you're enjoying this, please check out the Forging Unbroken Fire podcast. This is the End Extremist Readiness podcast. Check out the Forging Unbroken community Patreon page, where we have daily workouts, early access to all the podcasts. There's a growth mindset podcast that will only live on Patreon. There's weekly mobility and how-to videos for exercise, injury prevention, rehab, and just a ton more. There's a bunch of resources that I've posted on there, like suggested reading list, how to optimize firefighter resiliency, and just a ton of stuff. One-third of your membership goes to charity each quarter, and each quarter there's a random drawn give back to a Forged and Unbroken community member. So if you have any questions, reach out to me at forgedandunbrokenfire@gmail.com. And hey, sign up. It's only $6 a month. Appreciate you.